get better. But no, we'll get better. The grammar you have and they kill you. You think the person that is feeding you, that is healing you, that is teaching you about God, that is healing you, that is teaching you about God, that is healing you, that is teaching you about God, that is healing you, that is teaching you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in theology, especially you ministers here. You need to know the study of the Holy Spirit is what we call pneumatology. That word pneuma simply means a breath. Spirit. A lot of people misunderstand that. When we talk about the Holy Spirit as an equal, when we talk about the Holy Spirit as a spirit, so the thing is some kind of force out there. Some kind of force out there. Come upon the Holy Spirit is just like I'm looking at you now. You see, people we often call my daughter Jesse. Jesse's last born, but you need grieved. In other words, he had feelings. To me, you have lied. You have lied to me. So he refrained the Holy Spirit as God. So he refrained the Holy Spirit as God. So he refrained the Holy Spirit as God. Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, you see him there. He is one of the Godhead. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, you will go to Corinthians 13, verse 14, and bishop, the preacher will say the grace of our Lord and Savior. Oh, It may not be a good structure, but it is a structure. It may not be a good structure, but it is a structure. It may not be a good structure. Okay, and a B question. I don't say that you have to pay any B question. I don't say that you have to make money. extension. That machine will go nowhere without the fuel. As big and fancy as it looks, it cannot move an inch without fuel. Ladies and gentlemen, the Father decrees it, the Son executed, the Holy Spirit empowered it. Even during my healing, the Father wills it, the Son does it, the Holy Spirit manifests it. Everybody has their own role. You have to understand how you need to understand how in church, in your home, as a community, there are many things that go on in this church. That's not my role. One of my pastor Jovian, preached several years ago. He said, "Run on lane." Several years ago, he said, "We have his own lane. Because the Son has his own name, God the Father has his own name. The Son has his own name, and the Father has his own name. The Son has his own name, and the Spirit has his own name. The Son has his own name, and the Spirit has his own name. His Father has his own name. His Father has his own name. They waited for him. Many of us don't have the Holy Spirit Because we don't even have the common sense to wait for him. I never will forget it one day. I was down in Africa, and somebody, it's not uncommon, to be honest with you, I say this with utmost humility, before I wake up in the morning, people will line up in front of my house. They need help. And so they will come one by one. Where my child is in school, so you have money, I say, here's the money. Another one will come where my husband is sick. I want to go to the hospital. I cannot afford it. So the one that is one of them. It's so bad that I have to put a break my hand. I have to put a game in. And so you have to forgive. You have to forgive. Long. But I noticed something about this man. He is standing right there. Like this man. He feels right there. He feels right there. I don't want to see this first. That's what you call master. He said, he's sleeping. I can't see you today. Said, if I have to stand here 24 hours. But I did get up, and I found out that he's been waiting all these hours. See, it don't matter what he wanted. It's gone. The power of the Holy Spirit is the most important power on earth. The President of the United States has a lot of power. Trust me. It is nothing comparable to the power of the Holy Spirit. So, how power? Some people will say, why do I need the Holy Spirit? I just give you one reason. You need him for power. When you run out, you have extra. You have super on your natural. You need him. You need direction. I need direction. Many times I'm tired, can't even go forward no more. But then I call the Holy Spirit, and then he gives me a boost. Ladies and gentlemen, so how do I get him to visit me? How do I get him tonight? How do I get him in my family? Pay attention to this, because I want to close on this note. Number one, you have to be hungry. What did I say you need to do? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those people shall be filled. Many people in the church are empty of the Holy Spirit. They act, they fake it, they play religion, emotionalism, but I ain't the Holy Spirit. Number one, learn to wait on him. Amen. I remember when Elizabeth and I were in courtship. I'm here in America. She's in Africa. And she was getting up in age. There's a certain age that people get married in Africa, you know. And she was calling me and bugging me. We got to get married now. And I said, shut up! I don't have time for marriage now. I'm in school. How are you going to marry me? I'm in school. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to take my time. The next thing you need to learn to do, you have to learn to surrender to. That's right. You got to yield. Can you imagine a nurse trying to give you an injection? Can you imagine a nurse taking your chest in your pocket? Can you imagine a pump taking your chest in your pocket? Yield to the Holy Spirit. But we're too busy yielding to temptations. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 also tells you What we need to do is say, as many as are led by the Spirit. There's no led. If someone's going to lead you, you've got to be willing to follow. Ain't nobody leading if there's nobody following. Ready to follow him all the way. But the difference is everybody feels. You know why? Because they yield. Many people say, I want the power. You're thinking, you say, I want the power. What God's power? So you can't be understand. After experiencing, I understand what David was talking about when he said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I'll be honest with you, I'm not afraid of the devil. If you hang around me long enough, you know this that already. You know why I'm not afraid of the devil? Because I can use his faith. You know what is on him. It is written. It is written. When you know your word, the devil cannot surprise you. But one thing I'm afraid of is not to grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't want him to remove his hand on me. I don't want his anointing to depart from me. I tell you all the time, I say it again, you see the glory, but you really don't know the story. Very few people can see the price that you have to pay, the price. Ministry is not all this fancy stuff. Anybody can get up here and run their mouth. You see, anybody can get up here and run their mouth. You can get up here and run their mouth. Without a price. David said, I'll take it. It's not a price. Take my car. Take my house. Take anything you want. Take the house. But please don't take the Holy Spirit from me. Without the Holy Spirit, I know I was just an ordinary man with no power, empty, nothing to offer my generation. What is the message? The secret of true power, ladies and gentlemen, is the Holy Spirit. It's not your title, it's not your position. It's the Holy Spirit. What is my message to you? There's more to just singing. Singing without the Holy Spirit. Singing without the Holy Spirit. Preaching without the Holy Spirit is just empty noise. problem is that people want this power, but they don't want to pay the price. The problem is some things are more important to people. Some things are called the Holy Spirit. Let me say this in closing. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 in closing. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 in closing. Come after me. Guess what you need to do? Deny yourself. That's right, Pastor. Guess what else you need to do? Pick up your cross. Guess what? Follow me. I want to pray with somebody before we close. Maybe you're here today and say, yes, I need him. Pastor, thank you for straight talk. I really want to go forward in his power. I want him to show me how to live. Show me how to talk. Show me how to walk. I want promotion on my job. I tell people all the time, you don't have to kiss up to nobody. You don't have to do no clue. When the Holy Spirit opened that for you, ain't no devil can pastor. If you're here today and you say, yeah, I need just that. I'm not going to ask anybody to close their eyes. I'm not going to ask anybody to bow their head. The Lord has delivered me from all those religious stupidity. If you want this man, this person in your life, fire, stand up. Spirit. I'm not talking about consecration now. You know what I'm talking about? Death to self. Death to self. It's like I'm inviting you to a funeral. The day I discovered this is what I need, all level was gone in my life. I will tell you from time to time. Call me Baptist if you want. Call me Methodist. Call me whatever you want. The most important thing, the Holy Spirit. Without him, I am amazed how empty I am. How nothing to offer. Without him, I will fail. Without God, my life would be nothing. I'd be just like a sheep without a savior. Father, in the name that is above every name, Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence. Somebody here is hungry for you. Touch us. Come into our life. Glorify yourself in our business, in our ministry, in our calling, in our homes. We cannot be a parent without you. your way, Lord. Search our heart right now. Somebody is so hungry. We need you, Lord. We really do. We need you. Feed us. Our spirit is thirsty for you. We are longing for you. We are tired of religion. You don't get us nowhere. We need the real deal. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our marriage. Have your way in our ministry. Have your way in our business. Have your way on our job, in our career. Have your way, oh God, in every area of our lives. We surrender all to you. Forgive us where we messed up. Create in us a clean heart. Renew your right spirit within us. Like David would say, cast not away. Cast us away from your presence. Please don't take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us. Somebody used to be happy. Somebody used to be outgoing. Somebody used to be excited. Restoration. Restore unto us, oh God. The joy of thy salvation. Renew the right spirit within us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, give the Lord God a clap of. Thank you, Pastor.
accept you.